Mikvos is always an option. How is it she didn't remember? I was thinking of the Arab in this one. This Mikvos lasted the Arab in this one. We could stay in, ideal thing would be to stay in the Masechta and to do the, a topic, either some of the Malachas we haven't done yet, like Kosher, Malabing, finish up Schita. That's one option. And Amir Lanachar we haven't done yet. So that's one option. The other option would be to do Muktza. Right, Muktzah is the end of Kira and called Akela. Right, a third option would be to stay in the Masechta physically, but not necessarily conceptually. And that's to do Lazer Mila, which basically would be doing the mitzvah of Bris Mila, the lamdos of Bris Mila. There are obviously some important connections to Masechta, Chabalah and Bideicha Shabbos. And so that's what we should focus on. There are probably two sugyas that would be very, very nice to do, irrespective of what overall topic we do, and that's the sugya ben hashmashos, which is in the Mevat Likim, and the sugya being mafling the yom hashlishi, the mervi, which is David Zion. Yeah. Otsah is we could do Otsah. Otsah means the first eight blood and the Hazarex. The problem with Otsah is that we certainly won't within, if you figure we start the middle of May, end of May, to take a maximum of 4 weeks. So Otsah we're not going to be able to accomplish significant percent, maybe a significant percentage of it. I have to think about how we could do it. Maybe we do it from Azorik instead of doing it from beginning Hitzos. But the in terms of Lamdas, Hitzos is the richest of all the in terms of Lamdas, Hitzos is the most. Yeah, I would certainly be open to near. Probably the beginning of the Zerik. Yeah, that's also a good idea. Get a taste of Eitzah. So, Mir Hashem, after we get back, we'll make a decision. Okay? Good. Let's discuss a little bit about the mitzvah of Matzah. The mitzvah of the rice of Matzah and Nel Pesach. The common practice in the yeshivas is to try to have five kizesim of matzah b'leil seder. Five kizesim, one kizayis for the mitzvah of matzah at the very beginning, one kizayis for the bracha of hamotzi lechem aretz, one kizayis for the kerech of hillel, and then two kezaisim for the afikomen, one kezaias for the mitzvah afikomen, and then a second kezaias, which is either zecher for the korban pesach, or which is so that the last kezaias, which is a zecher for korban pesach, will be nechal al asov. So again, to the approach in most yeshivas now is to try to have five kizaisim throughout the course of the evening. Okay, we'll get back to that in a moment. And in addition to that, there is the shita of the netziv, which is really, he was preceded by the Maharil, that the mitzvah of be'erev teichlo matzos means that any matzah you have leil seder is the key mitzvah. be'er techul matzis. In other words, that according to the tzib and the ma'aril, and it fits in very, very nicely to Lashon Rambam, that the any matzi you have leil seder is a key in mitzvah in be'er techul matzis. Chazal, or the Torah pointed out that one has to have at least one kezayis in order to mekayim the mitzvah. One of the limud and one of the sources that it's siv writes this in the Hemek Shelos, the Shilchos of Parshas Yisra. And then others point out that the Ma'aril said it in the Zagon. One of the rayas that the siv brings is because the lashon of the Gemara is that Shamish she'ochal kezayis v'nasei b'yotza. Shamish who eats a kezayis of matzah is yotza. He means yotza. It sounds like he's yotza b'diyavad, he did the minimum. That's what Tzim points out, because mitzad adin l'chad chila, one could eat matzah all night. There was a kind of mitzvah of erev techul matzahs. And then there's the shittas of Vilna Gaon, the shittas of Gra, that throughout the days of Pesach, when everyone eats matzah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Just like the Gra has on Sukkot, so when everyone sits in the Sukkot throughout the days of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. There's been a kind of mitzvah. So when one eats matzah of the course of Pesach, one is makayim the mitzvah kiyumis. Not mechuyiv to eat, but a mitzvah kiyumis, one is makayim the mitzvah. That's one of the reasons why both the minig of Brisk as well as the minig of Yerushalayim is to be makbid on matzah shmura all the days of Pesach. And there are two reasons that are suggested for those who are makbid and matzah shmura all the days of Pesach. One is because the matzah shmura is shmur l'shem mitzvah, and according to Vilna Gaon, any matzah which you eat is shmur l'shem mitzvah. And the other is from Chaim's approach, based on the Rambam, that the idea of shmura is lav davka shmur l'shem mitzvah, but shmur b'chimutz. It's an extra requirement of watching that something does not become a chametz stick. And Lashon Rambam indicates that the shmura is that watching it that it doesn't become chametz stick is one of the requirements to assure that in fact it's not chametz. Right? In other words, the idea of in the mitzvah of shmura, the minhag Yisrael is being makbid on the din, we are makbid on having matzah shmura all of Pesach, meaning shmura mishas techinah, from the time that it's ground. And that's the machleks of the Gemara, where Rava holds that it should be shmura mishas ktsira. That even if it was wet, mishas ktsira, that also could also a problem. Right, that's the machleks of the Gemara, shmura mishas techinah, shmura mishas ktsira. And we pass in shmura mishas techinah. So why we makbid leil seder in shmur mishas tzira? We buy matzah shmura. All of our matzah is matzah shmura. Matzah shmura just means shmur mishas tzira, not mishas tchina. So why is it that leil seder we're makbid? Because the machlekes are showing how to paskin. We're going to paskin mishas tchina, mishas tzira. And then there's a further machlekes. You look at the Rishonim. There's a machlekes Rishonim, the Taz points this out. There's a machlekes Rishonim whether the Shmira is Shmira l'shem mitzvah, or is it Shmira b'chimutz? Is it Shmira in order to make sure that when they were doing the preparation of the matzah, they were doing it, or the wheat, they were doing it l'shem mitzvah's matzah, l'shem matzah's mitzvah, the matzah l'el seder. So then it only applies to l'el seder. Or were they doing it, the shame that it shouldn't be, they should be very, very careful that it should not become wet and the flour shouldn't become wet and because of the heat, that it would undergo, that it would satisfy the requirements of chimus and become chametz. So the Taz points out that if you look at the Rishonim, the Machlokes Rishonim, what is the idea of shmur to begin with? So our common practices, again, the din is that it should be shmur mishas tchina. End of story. And Yosef, the Rishonim would say that the din of Shmira is Mishas Ktsira, they pass in that way. And the Rishonim would say there's a din in the key of Mitzvah of Matzah. So when we're making the Mitzvah of Matzah, L'chol HaDeis, L'el Seder, and we have Makinda mitzvah of Matzah Deiraisa, so we are machmir according to those shitas who say that the mitzvahs, that the matzah that we are using, the mitzvah has been done lishma, has been made lishma, and we're machmir that lishma should be mishas ktsira. Yeah, so that's why the Bnei Yisrael is to be makpid and matzah shmur mishas ktsira b'leil seder. Right, that's really for the matzahs of the Cairo, the matzahs of the shmur kind of the mitzvah. Some people are makpid to have shmur matzah the entire night, first two nights. Why? Because of the nitziv, the maharil, that whatever I eat that night is a key mitzvah in Be'erav Techol Matzah. So whatever I eat that night should have a key mitzvah in Be'erav Techol Matzah. That's how. And then there are some people who are makbit to have shmur matzah. What does that mean, shmur matzah? They're makbit to have matzah shmur mishas tzira all the days of Pesach. Either because they hold we have to have matzah, either because we hold an opportunity from the kind of mitzvah of achilas matzah, so therefore we should use matzahs that were made lishma. Or the Rabbi say shemim chayim, that since the Rambam sees that Shemura is not a requirement in making something the Shem Mitzvah. Shemura was an extra requirement in the Torah's requirements that something should not become Chometz. In other words, according to Rambam, Chometz is defined as flour and water that gets mixed up, and we're not watching it to make sure it doesn't become Matzah, I mean, it doesn't become Chometz. The lack of Shemira becomes one of the variables, one of the definitions. According to Rambam, what is called Chometz? Since the Rambam says, or at least an interpretation of the Rambam, is that matzah that is not being washed, the mela has a chashash Chometz, makes it also. So therefore the Chayim and many looks of Yeshiva said we should be makbid to have the matzah shmur mishas ktsira holidays of Pesach. Right? But not coming back to the mitzvah of matzah leil Pesach. The mitzvah of matzah, maximum a leil Pesach of the unfolding of the maril is 5 kezesim. These 5 kezesim also have to be explained very, very well to see there really are differences over here. And that it's not muskam, it's not agreed by all Rishonim and Achronim that you have to have 5 kezesim. So let's explain each kezias of itself. The first kezias is, according to Rav Rishonim, the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The mitzvah deiraisa achilas matzah. Right, so that's the one where we are most concerned. Number one, to do it b'kavona. Number two, to do it b'hesseva. Because the machlokes rishonim, whether you have to machlokes Rambam Rosh, if one eats matzah shaloi b'hesseva, does one have to eat the matzah over again? Rambam says no, and the Rosh says yes. What's the machlokes? The Rosh Rambam explains the machlokes is whether hesseva is a din in the achilas matzah. Or is there say but then on its own? The Rosh who says that you have to eat the matzah over again, he must hold that Hesev is not a din on its own. Hesev is one of the definitions, one of the requirements, one of the conditions of eating matzah. So he ate matzah shlo b'seva, was not making the mitzvah of matzah to eat the matzah over again. According to Rambam, there's a mitzvah eating the Hesev, l'chayiv odom, la'arois da'at v'kid yosem yitzrayim. So since I have to show myself to be a ben chayiv, to be eaten, so I have to eat the matzah of Hesebo, because it's the din of Hesebo. The din of Hesebo is not stumped to sleep on my left side. The din of Hesebo is to have the suda on my left side, to have the matzah on my left side. So if I ate the matzah not on my left side, over is not a bottle of kavanah. It's a lubish yochel liskoin. That was my kind of mitzvah day, rice of matzah. I blew it. I chosserly the mitzvah of Hesebo. Nope. I can't fix it up anymore. Because the mitzvah seva is to eat the matzah seva, not because it's a din in the matzah, the din is in a seva. That's what the Rambam says, you should eat the matzah seva. The Rambam doesn't have a discussion of what happens if. What happens if? There's no what happens if. Once he ate the Yerubakan, the mitzvah of matzah. He did it without a seva, so you see none of the mitzvah seva. So that's what the Miskiro points out. So now the mitzvah has to be done by kavana, because mitzvah is kavana. It's also machlek as Rambam Rosh. Whether with the avad, if one ate the matzah shaloi b'kavona, one has to be choizer and eat the matzah over again. So we pass because you don't have to eat the matzah over again for two reasons. Number one is machlokes rishonim with mitzvah shrichas kavona. So we pass in shrichas kavona. But number two, because the mitzvah sheyesh ba bracha, So many Rishonim say that if I just made the bracha, and I was half thinking during the bracha, so I had kavan a second ago. So even if I got distracted, I'm still mukhsat that I had kavan. So therefore, we would probably not need it over again if we made a mistake and had a shalom kavan. But that's it. Let's be makbet, have it be kavan. Let's have it be kavan. You have it lechem oini, it's a lechem that you own in the varm. You have the prusa, because it's a din of lechem oini. And that's the mitzvah of achilas, and you have a shir kazayis. What's the shir kazayis? So a shir kazayis is, in the way Rav David Feinstein writes, the way the new svarim point out, so it would be two-thirds of a machine matz and half of a hand matz. How much time do you have to eat it? That's also, machleik is anywhere between 2 and 4 minutes, chazanisha 3 minutes, Rav Moshe said 3 minutes. Right, so that's the, what's the issue of the kazayis? That's the famous issue we're all aware of. But the Slav pointed out that if you look closely at the Gemara, you'll see that the Shi'urim in the Gemara that discuss volume and the Shi'urim discuss area don't match up. In other words, area and volume use the same units. Right? They just multiply it another time. But if you look at the Shi'urim that the Gemara has that describe area, which are two-dimensional Shi'urim, and you match it up with the shiur that describes volume, so volume the Gemara is described in two ways. Either it's described as a third dimension of the two units we already have, or it's described by the virtual displacement, how much an egg would displace, how much water would be displaced. So the Slach pointed out that if you look at the Gemara, you'll see that the two shiurim don't match up. If you figure out that a mikveh is one amma by one amma by three ammas, and you see that a mikveh is also 40 so water, doesn't work out. So the Tzlach came to the conclusion that the only way to end it, and it's really an Isaac Akasha. This is a Akasha which nobody's a very good terrorist for. The Tzlach's answer to the Akasha was that one of the Shiurim doubled. It's a very difficult answer. Because if we're looking at a natural process, why should only one of the Shiurim double? Why shouldn't all Shiurim double? Right? So that's the famous, that's the whole yisod of why in the yeshivas, following the encouragement of the Chazanish, it really began with the Tzlach, why we try to double Shiurim, at least in the mitzvah day rice. What does it mean to double Shiurim? So, those who worked out very hard what to do with the Shiurim, there are several machlekas, and one is whether a kazayis is a half of a bay or a third of a bay. It's one machlekas. And then there's a machlekas rishonim. And then there's a machlekas between, also it's also rishonim, but it became fully formulated. Between the Brisker Rav and the Chazanish, whether how you measure a kazayis. Do you measure a kazayis by just breaking the matzah and seeing how it looks like kazayis, or do you measure a kazayis by pounding it down so that there's no airspace? Basically, it forms a flour, maybe a very coarse flour. So again, ha'olam mikolzeh, if you take the more severe shita number one, that it's really half a kibbein and a third of a kibbein. Number two, that you take that you have to pound it down to some extent. So then, apparently, you come up with, and you take the idea that the shiurim have doubled, so then you come up with the shiur that kazayis is somewhere around two-thirds of a machine matz and somewhere around the half of a hand matz. So that's what the different svarim point out. The sniper points out that if we double the shiurim, we should also double the time. Right? So it's not right to say that the 2 or 3 minutes is based on the undoubled shiurim. So the sniper said that we should that if a person's having a large kazayas, so one should be able to eat it over the course of 4 minutes to 6 minutes. All right. I don't hold that one has to sit with a watch watching. The Chazal didn't give us mitzvahs l'chayru that we have to watch the clock. One has to eat efficiently. I eat the matzah without interrupting. No schmoozing in between, no joking around. I eat, just eat it consistently. That has to be the mitzvah of matzah. So it has to work out in the right time. The stipend was very concerned about people who thought it was a chumra shasa deikula. He was very concerned, he was very upset if people were makban having the large amounts of shiurim but didn't give themselves more time. Because he held that was a chumra shasa deikula. How's that? Because that's not an achila regila. It's not normal achila. That's a maisa bliya. That's not a normal way to eat. So if I eat, if I do a mitzvah which requires achila, shalok derech achila, I'm a kind of mitzvah. So he said it was a chumra. That if they didn't work it out properly, to have the kezesim in the right amount of time, and tries to have large zesim and compress it into a short amount of time, that's not an achila regila. So it's not mekayim the mitzvah. So apparently he was very strong in saying that you have to allow yourself more time since one's going to allow oneself more kezesim. Right? And then the question is, why did I say two kezaisim? Should only be one kezaisim? Where do we get the second kezais from? And when we make the bracha, and when we say al chilas matzah, we have two kezaisim. So that comes from a rush, and that's what Shulchan Aruch writes. Shulchan Aruch writes that when he eats a kezais, we kolecha biyechad. There's a famous bear halacha in the beginning of Tov Ayin Hey that very powerfully questions this mechaber to eat exais mikolecha. And what do we take? We take two matzahs. Why two matzahs? Like a mishnah, right? We take one matzah is a broken matzah. Why a broken matzah? Because on Pesach we do lechem mishnah differently. We do lechem mishnah with the prusa. Why? Because in Mitzrayim they only ate prusa, they ate crumbs. So we have one prusa zecher. Because that's the mitzvah of matzah. Matzah is lechem only. And then we have to have lechem mishnah, so we have one large matzah. So the mechaber writes, you take a kezayis from both, right? Kezayis from both. When you have lechem mishnah and Shabbos, you have to have a kezayis from both loaves of bread. Why kezayis from both? So the Tosfos says, Yosef Tevelim says, because of a mitzvah lechem and aretz. One kezayis for mitzvah lechem and aretz, and one kezayis for alechilas matzah. So it's a pella. Since when do you have to have, you make hamotzi lechem and aretz, you have to have a kezayis. You have to have a kezayis for Birkas HaMazon, a kezayis for Usuda. But the bracha hamotzi lechem and aretz, why can't that be chal on the kezayis that I'm going to have l'shem echilas matzah? So Rabbi Yosef Tevelim understands apparently that every time you make a bracha, the bracha is chal on something, and that something becomes a chetzah shel mitzvah, which requires a kezayis. That's a mechudish to avoid Rabbi Yosef Tevelim. You don't usually pass them that way. You don't pass them that every time you have a person that makes a bracha, pray for your aids, that you have to have right away a kezayis p'techilas pras. A person's having a su'uda, a person's becoming the mitzvah kishim makim su'uda. So then you have to have a kezayis p'techilas pras. But every bracha sandenin has to have a kezayis p'techilas pras right away. That's what the Be'er Halacha points out. So there are many, many different terutz. One terutz is that you're having one kezayis matzah b'teras kiyum suda, and one kezayis matzah b'teras mitzvah matzah. One is that you're mesupuk exactly on what matzah the bracha was chal. Was the bracha chal on the small matzah, large matzah? One suggestion by one recent sefer is that you have to have a kezayis of matzah from lechemoni, but it's ein maganal mitzvahs. Why are you neglecting the large lechem that's right there and having the small lechem? So there are many, many suggestions. That says the Be'er Halacha says it's a pelagic idea. Who needs a second zayis? Tenachanami, achrei kechleis hakol. It's a good kasha, many, many kashas, and that's why many people are not makbid. But the mechaber says to kzeisim, so it's very hard because of all the kashas to dismiss mechaber, which is based on a rush. Fine. So we have our second kzeis. But here also the stipler pointed out, so it's good to have a second kezayis, but on the second kezayis, one doesn't have to have a huge kezayis. If one has a huge kezayis for the mitzvah of achilas matzah within deraisa, and then one adds on a small pre-tzlach kezayis for the second kezayis, that's very good. So if before the tzlach, before that he raised the kasha. So you certainly have two kazayas in there. You even have more. You have a large kazayas, and then you have a smaller kazayas. The smaller kazayas for the second kazayas, which are don't really understand in order to the din of the mechaber. So that would make a lot of sense to be makban having a large kazayas for the mitzvah chilas matzvah din deraisa. And then one could be more easy going in the second kazayas, because that is a kiyum in some din de rabbon. We're not quite sure what din de rabbon.
Yeah,
some of them discuss that. I would think it should start when you start chewing, because, I mean, the chumra. Why? Because the Ksav Sefer writes that you might not even, that the din of achilas matzah may not be hanos me'ayim. You know, hanos garam. Ksav Sefer has a kula based on this. Some person can't tolerate so much matzah, so he says, well, so just get it into your mouth, and then remove your mouth and swallow it. So I would think that's when the Maisa Chila begins. I know there are some people who are backbid that try to get the shiurim from 2 minutes vishas abliyah. Again, on these daiti, it is not a normal way to eat. So it's hard to imagine that's the Mishnah Chila's matzah. Say when the Rav gave shiur once, the Rav once asked the Rav about the various shiur. So the Rav said, I don't know the details on the shiur. I know a kazayas is half a bay. I don't know how big a kabay is, but I know that elephants don't lay eggs. So, but once when somebody was at his seder, so somebody said that, they asked this fellow, is that a seder? So what does the Rav do with Bishum kazayas? So he said, I don't know how the Rav measured the kazayas, but I know that after he made the bracha, he kept on eating matzah, as if the whole tablecloth was matzah. He kept on eating more and more matzah. So sorry, that makes a lot of sense. A person should eat matzah. You should continuously eat matzah in a normal way for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and in a comfortable, normal way. Okay, that's the kind of the mitzvah.
So, if you talk, is that considered a hefsek, or is that just going to talk to someone?
I find that a hefsek. I mean, a hefsek from the bracha. It may be hefsek from the. No, that wouldn't be from a hefsek.
So it's okay as long as you can make the hefsek brass.
It might be because the bracha has to go on the whole. We would not be mafsik that way, because I made a bracha, and the bracha applies to the entire kazayas. But I was more concerned about not having to worry about the shir in an artificial and orchestrated way. Just to eat normally, so you have to have shir. Right, that's what Dabra was saying. So I know that some Svarim say that, to try to start up in about and swallow it all together. Again, the Nezdaiti, that first of all, it could be a kula, because it could be that the Achila begins Mishas Achila, not Mishas Beliyah, Mishas Lisa. So it could end up being a kula. According to Ksav Sofer, it would be a kula. And second of all, if it's not normal, so then I couldn't look at something the Maisachil that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Maisachil means the normal form of eating. I think so. And so also, that's what Svarim point out, that how do you make this work? In other words, we don't assume that every person at the Seder has to have their own three matzahs. That's one way to work it out. We assume that the Korei has the matzahs in front of him. So the Korei makes the bracha, Amitzi Lechman Arts, and Al-Achilas Matzah. Everybody else is Yaisi with that bracha. And then, so what does he do? So he's not going to get a Kazayas from everybody in the around his table, from the from his matzahs. So you have to conjoin more, right? So it's, to conjoin more matzahs for the mitzvah chilas matzah. That's possible. No, I take a matzah from the prusa, a piece from the prusa, and then I have a matzah sitting next to me, and I eat that matzah. What about for the what about for the second kezayis? So according to Yosef Tvelman, the second kezayis is because of the bracha, because I'm not sure on which matzah the bracha was chal. So that might be an obligation only on the korei. That may not be an obligation b'chalal on anybody else. That's what some achrayim point out, that even the second kezayis, if it's because of the bracha v'lechilas mitzvah menorot, so that may only be shach to the korei. So again, our common practice is to try to be makman having two kezayis. But that's why one doesn't have to have two huge kezayis in them. Having one huge kezayis for the matzah, having a small for the mitzvah, having a smaller kezayis for the Shulchan Aruch Shita, having a second kezayis. Not a mitzvah deraisa. Kavir abrocha, mitam suda, whatever it is. Mitam safek, tam mitam brocha. So in that, it would make sense to have a smaller kezayis, not to have a huge kezayis. One huge kezayis may already include a second kezayis. So be maisif a small kezayis. Right, so coming back to your question, so where does the second kezayis come from? So the second kezayis is also not going to come from the korei. The korei has, we have four or five people at the table. It's not going to come from there. So again, what I do is I'm mosif. I have in mind that I make the bracha mitzvah menorah so it's an all the matzah, right? So that way, I have in mind that the bracha is chal on everything that everybody's going to eat. And I take two kezesim from other matzahs.
So we're not
going through matzahs? I don't think that's necessarily the minhag. The minhag is that there's one kaira.
It's not better to have that.
Was that?
Is it better to have that? Or?
I don't know. You're going to need more matzah anyways. So, what does it matter whether you have your own? I don't know.
Of course, for the second kezayis, so you could have your own, so you definitely
have. I don't think you have to go that far. You have to have other matzah anyways, there for it to be mashal. That's the general minute, yeah. That's a form of the Kovashim Reb Chaim. In other words, he asked the following. If a person's makbid to have matzah, shmur, like Shitas Reb Chaim, Shitas the Rambam, because of a chashash chimutz, and then it means that everything has to be matzah, shmur, al pesach. It means all, every cake, all matzah, mil, that's one shita. So if a person's makbid only to have matzah, shmur, b'leil pesach, right? The key mitzvah matzah. So the Chor only refers to the matzahs. So I have the Netzid in the Maril, it's referring to any matzid that night. All right. Does it refer to the Knedlich? Right? The Knedlich, I have to have matzah. I'm like Knedlich matzah. Reb Chaim had that chomer. But that's a mamash shita ziyah. I don't even think so makubal in the yeshivas. Why did Reb Chaim have that chomer? Because Reb Chaim held that he was medayik in the Rambam, that when the Rambam said be'er of techul matzahs, so it meant that anything that I use matzah for that night, the key mitzvah means something like that. Even Reb Chaim, I think, sat as a chomer, if I remember correctly. It was makbid also in the Knedlich. So again, I want to be clear. Reb Chaim himself, I'm sure, was makbid at the Knedlich or matzah shmur, because he had shmur al Pesach. Reb Chaim said that according to one lashon in the Rambam, if you're makbid on having matzah shmura only the shame mitzvah, you should be makbid on any matzah product b'shas leil seder. But then he said, I think, as being a chum. Right? The shitasa he needed anyways. The shalohi shitasa. Alright. Next, yeah?
If the Torah doesn't eat his eyes himself, is that a problem?
But the Ovad, he's Yotzik, because with the Ovad, you can join everybody. But then you should make your own bracha then.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, make a bracha on your own kezayis.
His bracha isn't.
The Ovad's bracha works.
For
The Yavne works for everybody. Right? The Yavne works for everybody. But I'm saying, if he's not going to have a Kazayas, so it's better for everybody, for somebody around the table, to make his own bracha and a Kazayas. Yeah. So then the next Kazayas, yeah? What's that? A small Kazayas means to look at an olive and figure out, they asked the Sochet Shavar, so you went like this. Like this, you went like this. Right? So that's a small Kazayas. So then it may be a little bit more, because you may want to be marked with like the risk you're of to how much matzah mil. You need this much matzah mil. So who knows what that, how much that is? No. So then you may want to have a little bit more. You want to have, we want to have like somewhere between a quarter, just more than a quarter of a machine matzah, right? More than around a quarter of a matzah shmura, machine matzah, somewhere between a quarter and half, two thirds, right, two thirds, third, two and a quarter and a third. Then again. No, the Chara shouldn't overlap. Chara shouldn't overlap. The Chara, you have to have, the Chara, depending on how big your Kazayas is. Right, if you double the shear, if you're having, let's say, a huge shear, having, let's say, a Matzah Shmura, or half of Matzah Shmura, so then you get more than, let's say, 4 minutes. Alright? 4 or 5 minutes for that. Right? So then, that's already, you've doubled. If you're going to have a small Kazayas for the rushes, second, then to add on 2 minutes for that. 2 or 3 minutes. Right. So you don't get 12, you get a maximum of maybe 9. Maybe 9. Probably a little less. Alright. But you wouldn't get, but you can't, but if a person's going to have a two huge kazesim, then they should take 12 minutes on an exam, but I'm not sure if the doubling of the shear doubles the time entirely. But you should allow yourself more time. But that's like a new study, that's why it makes more sense just to eat it efficiently and without breaks. And then you know you have to win this year. I don't know if it really matters. I would think that you should eat both, whatever matzahs that come. I'm not sure it really matters. And I'm not sure if we know it to be so particular which matzah comes from what. But Lachari, you might take those two. I don't know if it really matters. I would eat both of those together and then continue eating. Then the next Kazayas is for Hillel. Right? For the Kairach of Hillel. And then we come to the Kazayas of the Afikoman. The Afikoman, first of all, you should try very hard to be Makbid, either to finish the Afikoman before Chatzos. To finish the whole Haggadah before Chatzos, to finish the Halal before Chatzos, that's very, very difficult. And but to finish the Afikom before Chatzos, something to try. Again, it's not always so easy, because very often, a woman has worked very, very hard, your mother or your grandmother, whatever you're saying, to have a Suda. So then when the soup comes out, you'll say, all right, time to have Afikoman, we got to wrap things up. She'll be very, very offended. It's not always so easy. And I don't think that Klal Yisrael is always Makbid. But we have a tremendous Eitz of the Sochet Shem, which makes a lot of sense. Avnei Nezer's suggestion. Avnei Nezer says that if he's mechadish, that if the din that the din of afikoyim is still chatzos, so then the iser of achil and yachra afikoyim is also only still chatzos. That's his chiddush. The din of having the tam, the toch piv, is also only while it could be behind the mitzvah. So Safa Sheva says, what we should do is we should have a kezayis, let's say it's in the middle of the meal. So then it's, and you see that chazos is coming. Alright, so have a kezayis of afikom and al tanai. What's the tanai? If we paskin that you have to eat the afikom before chazos, like a loss of Nazariah, and that it's totally in the Korban Pesach, even as man has ever done Korban Pesach. So this should be Afikomen. And don't eat anything from that point on until Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can do eating. After the meal, have another Kazayas Afikomen. Right? If we can have Afikomen all the way till Omen HaShachar, either like Rabbi Akiva, or that nowadays it's not the din de raisa, you know, all Allah is Korban Pesach now. So then, my second kezayis will be the kiyum afikomen, and once again, you won't eat from that point on until you go to sleep, so you'll have the time left afikomen in your mouth until the very end. That was the eighth of the Safar Shomer, to have a kezayis before chatzos and wait, have see when chatzos is going to be. So 5 minutes before Chatzos, have Kazayas Afikomen, and then Taka don't eat anything until Chatzos. Right, so that's again, ideally, one tries to have Afikomen before Chatzos, to finish the meal before Chatzos, and have Afikomen then. When you have the Afikomen, you have to keep in mind that the Rashbam, and according to many, the Rashi as well, the Afikomen is the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah. Rashbam writes that the Afikomen is Zecher, the Matzah that we ate, B'Shas, Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was eaten al-achil al-asova. The Korban Pesach was eaten at the end of the meal. After the meal, then we had a kezayis Korban Pesach, al-asova. So then the matzah, according to Rashbam, the matzah was eaten then, and the matzah that we have nowadays, that we call afikomen, that's the ikur kiyum mitzvah de'raisa matzah. Ella, so why do we say al-achil as matzah? So he says that it's not right. I had matzah before, and matzah to be kevei the suit al-matzah, and matzah kivei kiddush al mamokim sudam, so it doesn't make any sense to have it matzah. Now I'm going to say al achilas matzah. That's the lashon of the Rashi. Difficult lashon to understand of the Rashba. Very very hard to understand, but that's what he says, black and white. So that's why we have to have in mind the peshas achilas afikoymen. Then that, according to many rishonim, is the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So that's the second most important achilas matzah. Most important mitzvah chilas matzah is the most important kezayis, is the opening kezayis of matzah. The first kezayis of matzah had to eat it. That's the most important, because according to Roy Rishonim, that's the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. The second most important kezayis is the first afikomen kezayis. Because that, according to many Rishonim, is the key mitzvah deraisa of matzah. And then the second kezayis of the afikomen also is very, very much debated as to whether there is such a thing. We should have discussed that there is a second kezayis afikomen, and exactly what it comes for, and whether it can be doubled and folded into the first kezayis. But achruk place hakoil, the machaber says you should have a second kezayis afikomen, zeichel korban pesach, whatever it is, maybe zeichel nechal nasova. So it also could be a smaller kezayis. So we have out of the five kezayisim, there's one that is the most important, then there's the second, which is a strong runner-up in terms of kefedas, and then the other three, probably the one of Kerech is the third, that's the clearest one that's stated in the Rabbanon, and then the kezayis, the second kezayis of Achilas Matzah, the second kezayis of Afikomen, so that would be in a third class of kefeda in terms of size and so on. Yeah, good.
So how can you have so say it's the second most important, you probably have a big kezayis for that one.
I would think so, yeah. I mean, again, it depends on one's feeling. One's going to feel okay, so they have bigger eyes.
The second desire should also be really, really small.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't always have so much mass if you broke it in half, you know?
What was that?
If you break it in half, not in trouble.
You'd have to be mitzar from someone that could matzah for sure, for sure, for sure.
What happens?
The Sacher Shiva says because at that point the mitzvah of korban pesach, the mitzvah of matzah is over. He holds that the din of ein maftir nachar pesach habikomen. So that is a din that while I could be eating the korban pesach or matzah, I can't have something else. But after the whole mitzvah is over, so now the whole then the din of is also over. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. So again, if one didn't have to be semich in the chiddush, in mitzvah manom is good. But again, it's very, very difficult the way things work out, the way things have evolved, and we focus heavily at the beginning of the seder, and the questions and cutting is difficult. Because as it is, if we cut a lot from the Haggadah, so we won't be so meaningful. And it's kedai to try to convince one another to make a smaller meal. That we cannot. Alright? What was that? Say it again? Right. Chazal understood that the time of wine is not metish the time of the matzah. Michael? A little louder? That's a good point. You probably have something in the Suda, but it probably won't be a problem because you already had your two kazeis of a matzah. So you already began your Suda. You didn't have meat and potatoes, but you began your Suda. So. Say it again, according to Nezer? You can, by definition, you can. Because you have to have your achilas matzah and first anyways matzah more and better. And also you can't because you haven't finished your you have to have magid al hakos. Right, so that's not gonna so that won't happen. No, not two parts have become your kavana is, it's just you're stating right now that this may or may not be your mitzvah of Efikon, depending on what the din is lagavi chatzos.
It's impossible
to be really, really, really late. That if I felt the need to come forward, you have to come with the first negotiating. To be Yotzi with Korech.
No, with
I don't think so, because the point in the Rashbam Zafikomen is that it was Nechal Asoba. So I don't think you can combine it. I don't think so. Adam? Can't hear you, sorry. That's their problem. That's the problem. That's why one should try very hard to have the Suda in before Chatzos. It's very, very hard. That's what I'm giving the suggestion of the Nezer. To at least begin the Suda before Chatzos, and then you can follow the Sofer Shem Rebbe's suggestion Pigmei Kamafi Kohen, and then after Chatzos continue to eat and to finish up. I would assume if you can be Mekayim, I mean, there's a suggestion, then better to have a normal Magid. Why? Because Magid is a key mitzvah, and they write some secrets to Mitzrayim. Right? So, and what are you going to lose out? You're going to lose out on Pa'izeichel and Mikdash, according to Rabbi Shen and Bafi Koma. Right? So I would think it's more important to have a normal Magid. Especially since, in terms of its meaningfulness to the family, so rushing through will mean that basically you lose any chance of being making a erosion. So I think if you can follow the Sachar Shavu Rebbe's approach, you should do it that way. Essential aspects of Leil Seder, of the Haggadah itself, is the mitzvah of Sibitis Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of Sibitis Mitzrayim. Many Svarim discuss how that's different from the mitzvah of Zechira Sitis Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Zechira Sitis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah of your Mekayim every single day. According to Rambam, the mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah, it's a mitzvah which is part of the mitzvah of Priyashma, part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Amal Tashmayim. And that's one of the questions that's raised at the very beginning of the Haggadah. The Haggadah, when the Gemara discusses the discussion between Ben Zoma and those of Ben Azariah, that has been focused on the mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim. So one of the first things that the Haggadah introduces is what it is that we should be able to separate in our own minds the mitzvah of Sikur and the mitzvah of Zechira. So Netziv writes, what's the difference between Zechira and Sikur? So Netziv says that Sikur is the mitzvah on Leil Seder, and Zechira is the mitzvah B'chol HaShana Kula. Netziv writes that the mitzvah of Zechira is a hemshech of the mitzvah of Sikur. He doesn't spell it out, but that might be why another approach, why the mitzvah of Zechira, according to Rambam, is not a separate mitzvah. Again, Reb Chaim's approach is very meduyik in Rambam, in Hilchos Kriyishma, because he mentions the mitzvah of Zechira as part of the mitzvah of Kriyishma. And the mitzvah of Sipur is, according to Netziv, is the Yom Iyun. One Yom Iyun, Chutzot, two Yom Iyun, on the Inyan of Sipur Sis Mitzrayim. He discussed it at great length. And then, the rest of the year, he says, Zeich Letzis Mitzrayim every night. So it will remind you of some of the themes that you discussed Leil Seder. So the mitzvah of Leil Seder, the mitzvah deiraisa number one is the mitzvah of Chilas Matzah. Mitzvah deiraisa number two is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then Rabbi Yaakov Melisa, and then later on, Reb Chaim both focus on the question of the Netziv discusses, but they focus on it differently. The Netziv said in Achanami, it's two separate mitzvahs, Sibur and Zechira. Zechira is every day, Sibur is Barichos once a year, it's the Yom Yon. But Reb Yaakov Melisa and both Reb Chaim said, no, that it must be defined significantly differently. So each of them pointed out different parameters in the mitzvah. Reb Yaakov Melisa pointed out the fact that Haggadah is Arichos Sipur Devarim and Ishtalshalos Devarim, to discuss the events and the unraveling of the events, not just to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yaakov Melisa says that it has to be done with other people, necessitated by other people, because you have to have an Ashtani, you have to have a Sheilu Shuvah. And Reb Chaim would say and Rabbi Akiva says that maschul de nusa musayim b'shvach. So Rabbi Chaim said very similarly. He said maschul de nusa musayim b'shvach. He said she'elut tshuva, and he said al derech hamitzvus. Rabbi Akiva Elisa had his three separate issues that separated Sipur from Yitzi, from Zechira, and Rabbi Chaim had the two similar ones, and the third one was al Mitzvahs. B'sho shel matas u'mer v'nochem l'fanecha. Because when Gamliel says, kol mi shel omer shel shel dvar meil yosei dechei losoi, so Rabbi Chaim lo mshat le yosei dechei losoi le yosei dechei vasi b'tis Mitzrayim, not le yosei dechei vasa mitzvah. So those are the three things which distinguish Sipur from Zechira, each one according in their own. The word from Rabbi Yaakov Elisa is recorded at the very beginning of the Haggadah Maaseh Nisan. The approach of Reb Chaim is recorded in the Emek Bracha by Reb Arieh Kamanchik. So I explained many years ago that you can that the Tzad HaShaga of all of these is the issue of Akoras HaTayv. Why Akoras HaTayv? Because the Rav said many years ago, you said this to Gvart. I saw this written up b'shem of Yeruchim as well, Yeruchim of Ovitz as well. The Rav said the following way, he said that the essential Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Rav gave a shiur many years ago, he used to give a Yortzeit shiur in honor of his wife's memory, it was more Nagoda. So one of the Yortzeit shiur which I heard was, if you print it up many times now, called the nine aspects of the Haggadah. So the opening word of that shiur was the question of why the Baal Haggadah focuses on a Rami Oved Avi, right? Why doesn't he focus on certain parshios from Shemos, Bo, the Erev, Bo B'Shalach? If we were writing the Haggadah, so we would have parshios of from the beginning of Shemos, we would include many midrashim from Midrash Chumah, from Midrash Rabbah, and we tell a good story, right? And over here, what does the Baal HaGadah do for us? He takes out three psukim: Rami Oved Avi, Vayeri Mitzrayim, Vayogav Shalom Zeymad, Vayishon Lagay Lava. The psukim come from the parsha of Kisavai. They come from the parsha when the person brings his Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, and he says Rami Oved Avi, and then the Baal HaGadah stretches out the Pesukim by darshaning each word of the Pasuk. It's a very strange way to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? And Lamasa, what usually happens, forget about the Afikoman. What usually happens is that by the time you get to Rami Oved Avi, so then you're so close to this, you're so late, and so close to the Suda, and that part is so hard to understand and so boring, so everybody rushes through, right? So the Iker Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is usually rushed through. So you end up talking a little bit about Yetzias Mitzrayim by Avad Meirim. No. Alach Manya, you discuss why it's in Aramaic, right? Manashtana, you have different brotloch on the on the Manashtana, the bottom of Hayinu. And you have Avram Suvim Nebrak, right? And Haredi Kivin Shim Shana, right? Then you have Baruch Hamokin Baruch Hu, a little bit about Baruch Hamokin, Avram Bottom Dibu Teira, right? Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Until you get to Tzeil Mad, you probably discuss the Tzis Mitzroy. It's already so late. So, question is, why did Chazal focus on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim around Rami Oved Avi? The Rav said, "Gavaldi Gvar." He said, "Look, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the mitzvah of Vidui Bikurim." So there it says, the mitzvah when a person brings to Bikurim is a mitzvah to give Hayidoya to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that which He gave us, and to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now you take the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, and you open up the Mitzvah, the Saper, the Leil Tezvav. Get the exact number. So there, if you open up, it'll say, it's a mitzvah, l'seh shemech v'yidoya, to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'lohoidois, like l'akiroi, and to give gratitude that he took us out of Israel. So the Rav said, that's very partial. Chazal had a job, had to give us a nusach. It's a mitzvah, see if he's Mitzrayim, no, what are you supposed to do? Chazal had to give us a nusach, had to give us a sit, had to give us a machzor, a gora. So they had to find, they had to give us a text. So Nechanavi, the Gura sat down and crafted a text from Shavuos, Me'er, and Boi Mishalach, and the Drashi. But the text was supposed to be a text that would generate HaKoros HaTorim. That's the mitzvah. So Chazal said, we have a text already that tells us how to express HaKoros HaTov for Yitzis Mitzrayim. So why should we make up our own text? Because Baruch Hu gave us a text. Right? If there'd be subheadings, bold-faced subheadings in the Torah, if there'd be marginal comments in the Torah, so there'd be a little comment next to Rami Avi, text of Akoras HaTorah, it's right. Look, so we have a text. So now we have to work on it to understand it. So that's the Rav said, that's why Chazal used, that's why they hijacked this part, these three psukim, and use it, because that's the text that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us for expressing Akoras HaTorah. So we explained several years ago that if you look, that therefore the essential difference of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from Zechira is Sipur is discussing the story Ad Kedei Kach that will bring a person to the ability to be Makir Tov, to be grateful for something which took place such a long time ago and which, if we don't think about it, does not impact upon us B'chlal. So Kedosh Baruch Hu, so Chazal wanted us to work on the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim in such a way that we would feel its impact upon us. So that's why Chazal said, gave us examples that you Avraham Misuvim Nebrak, there were four Gedaliya Olam who knew Kolotei Rekula, who still sat down and discussed the impact of Yetzias Mitzrayim on. So these, the various parameters which Chazal used to define the mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, are parameters which are borrowed from the context of what we need and what we have to do when we are Makir Tov. Moshe Mal Davidayim, when we are Makir Tov, we always tell the long, drawn-out story. If I want to give a course of Tov to somebody, you have a dinner in honor of somebody, and the institution wants to honor this person, right? So they don't get up and they say, and I'd like to thank, right, Chaim Yankel for giving his life savings to our institution. Give him a plaque and move on. He gave his life savings, so then he deserves the long drasha. So they give a long drasha to him, and they describe how he came to the institution, how he first got involved, and how she first came to him and asked him, and he first turned him down, and then he came back, and he's eternally grateful that he's now involved in the institution, and he involves other people in the institution, and his kids are involved in the institution. Right? But they're very, very concerned that it'll take too long. They make a video, so you shouldn't have a long response. But it's done by Riches Dvarim. Right? You want to give a course to them, Riches Dvarim. That's the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Nasoi. The Rashi says, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu list all the different travel spots? Because that's how a person tells a story. A chonos on a person is a sick child. It makes a suda seidah when the child gets better. So it doesn't give a clap and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent a refuah to the skin. Now, enjoy the meal. He tells the whole story about how he had pachad and the child was very sick, and then they went to the first doctor and he misdiagnosed, the second doctor misdiagnosed, the third doctor finally got it right. They had three different refuahs they had to go through, and how they got the refuahs and how they mechule, mechule, mechule. Why? Because when a person gives a karas atov, you spill everything. That's how you give a karas atov, that's how you are grateful for something. That's why I was thinking, that's why we say kolamar reizim v'shuvo. The stipler asked the kasha, the stipler asked, what were they doing after Chatzos? Four Zakenim, five Zakenim, sitting in Bnei Brak. No, they were Mekayim and Mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why didn't they go back to Masechta Shabbos after? Why did they have to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? It was after Chatzos, right? So what was the point? And then on and on and on and on until the kids came in, the Talmidim came in and said, what was the point? The mitzvah's over already. So he says it could be al cheder harifus, that Rabbi Akiva holds that the mitzvah of Purim Pesach is still on the Shachar. And they were takim they brak, and that was the mokum of Rabbi Akiva. So maybe they were following that hug of Rabbi Akiva to keep on going till the Shachar. But the Stadler doesn't like the Teretz. He sees that as a charif to Teretz. The Stadler says, because that's pshat in Kalan Mar Brezim Meshubach, that there still is some kima mitzvah even after. He says it must be a mitzvah to Rabbonim. He says, if you hold the Korban Pesach until Chatzos, and Sefer is only Vishah Shem Matzah Sumer Munachim Lefanecha. So then the Sefer must end B'Shas Chatzos. The Rav is a remarkable word. The Rav says that one of the elements of Sefer Tis Mitzvah should be ala mitzvahs. B'Shas Shem Matzah Sumer Munachim Lefanecha. So that's good until the Afikoyman. After the Afikoyman, you're saying, hey, still have a whole half hour to go through. So where are the mitzvahs? They're gone. All three masses are gone. Mor is gone. So the Rav to the Gemara, the Gemara says that's pshat in a maftirin acher hafikoyim. Right? He says that the idea of having the taste in your mouth even after chatzos, that's how the end of the seder is still al amid. So matzah shemor v'nochel v'panecha v'derech tam. The Stadler said it must be Dinder Rabbanan. So that means that they want to suggest the following. What kind of Dinder Rabbanan is it? It's because when a person is grateful to somebody, so you, and a person will, when he feels an immense debt of gratitude, will often say, I don't have the words to express. Right? I cannot tell you how grateful I am. I can't tell you often enough. There are metaphors we use in English all the time. Right? So that's what we're saying to Rabbanu Shalom. Kolamar Bereza Meshubach means that we just don't have the words to express one's gratitude. So in that case, you just keep on going. So we said that's a Shtal Shalos Adivar. That's also Maschil Ben Dusam Tzai Mishrach. You want to tell how great this thing was, you have to tell it first how bad things were at the beginning. If you don't say bad things at the beginning, you're not showing how great the Yeshua was. If you begin by saying, Avodah Vayinu, you begin by saying, Bidchila Oyvdi Avodah Yoseinu, we were pagans, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu still took us out. That's a greater sense of Akoras HaTov. And Akoras HaTov is always expressed amongst other people. Berchus Agoymel as a response, minion. Famous words in the Tziv Legavi Korban Torah. Always have to have a huge, Korban Torah is a big party. Right? Famous words from the Tziv. The largest Korban, the smallest amount of time. Why? To make sure you have other people there. Of course, the Tziv is Pursum and Nes. Of course, the Tziv is Yoydu Lashem Chazdai, Yisapun Niflois Neyodam. Part of it does telling the story over to other people. So you look at the various aspects, take Reb Chaim's third aspect of mitzvahs, so that's a person who says, I'm so makir tov that I will always celebrate the anniversary. I will always remember this year after year. I will create a memento. Right? I'll give you a plaque. So I have mitzvahs. So that's those elements which define Sefer as opposed to Yetziyah, are elements all which come from the parsha of Korach HaTov. Because that is the goal of Sefer Tis Mitzrayim. And that's why we chose the parsha of Rami Yevidavi. But that's an important kavanah person has to have in mind. That B'Shas Leil HaSeder, B'Shas the Sefer, that a person should have in mind that the goal over here is to get to a point of Hakoras HaTov. Each one could be his own Madrega. Of course, and that's why the Dayenu is spelled out. Because in the Dayenu, each one will find some element of Hakoras HaTov that will speak to them. So a course of tov, a person can have a course of tov for Gula, for Shor Shchina, for Rebbe Madrig. We can have a course of tov for Matan Torah, for Kila Mitzvahs. Kila Mitzvahs make us separate and different. Alright? Each one has to have his own way of connecting somehow to the CPCs with Shroyim, so that via that connection one will be able to express a sense of our Koras HaTov. We must to think about it in advance, otherwise the same night goes by very, very quickly. And think about it in advance. What aspect of the CPCs with Shroyim does a person connect to? Until he comes, then we'll be able to express our Koras HaTov. Okay, what's the schedule tomorrow? Same time is good? Who's able to make it at this hour? Good? Okay. What's that? No, it's not, yeah. That's okay if you want to leave it. This is bigger if it could have milk right after. Okay, we'll have milk from now.
Are we supposed to have anything?
Yeah, you can do before or after. I'm easy going.
Before or after?
Yeah, whatever you prefer.